kale, carrots and beets, fresh Ontario peaches, cauliflower, broccoli, local sweet corn. It's harvest time at the Innisfil Farmers Market. Scott Brown has been growing sweet corn in the Dalston area for 59 years. It's his 30th year at the Barrie Farmers Market, 5th year at the Innisfil Market, and this year, his peaches and cream and yellow sweet corn crops have been exceptional. Very good. Really good. Once we got through the dry stuff in June, Brown said as he sold his corn by the dozen or by the ear to a steady stream of customers braving the heat and the humidity at the outdoor market. The Innisfil Farmers Market is held every Thursday from 1 to 6 p.m. in the south parking lot at the Innisfil Recreation Complex, and up until this week, Fridays from 1 to 6 p.m. at Tanger Outlet Mall in Cookstown. However, market manager Jamie Grant announced this week the farmers market at the Tanger Mall has been cancelled for the duration of the season. She blamed COVID and changing shopping habits. Everything is different for the vendor. At the end of the day, it just wasn't working for our market, she said. The weekly market at the Innisfil Recreation Complex is a different story. The busy market will continue at least until October 7th and Thanksgiving, and if the fine weather holds, possibly to October 28th. We're rolling with the punches, said Grant, noting that in a normal year, the market would move indoors after Thanksgiving, but that just isn't possible this year, due to COVID. And COVID restrictions remain in place. The outdoor farmers market will continue to set limits on the number of shoppers, ask visitors to wear face masks and practice social distancing, and offer hand sanitizer. The market is also working with the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit to bring back a touch of normality before the end of the season. Grant and her vendors are hoping to get permission from the health unit to make October 7th, the last regularly scheduled market day, something special, with fall decor, an artisan's fair and, our first normal event since COVID, a pumpkin carving contest. Anyone will be able to bring in their carved pumpkin, for judging and bragging rights, she said, and vendors will also be encouraged to participate. But that's for October, and a final decision by the health experts based on the state of the pandemic. In the meantime, Grant is focusing on the September 2nd market, next week just before the Labor Day long weekend and the start of school. Not only will the vendors be there with fresh produce, fresh baking, local spirits, local honey, handcrafted doggy treats and more, the Innisfil Farmers Market will be giving away free, back-to-school, themed gifts to the first 100 families through the gates.